Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is a podcast, if you were so curious to know that. I've had a few people say, you know, give me a link on YouTube. I watch podcasts on YouTube. I mean, I guess there are a lot of podcasts and podcast-like things that are on YouTube, but this is not on YouTube. So if you're listening to this on YouTube, it's not me, because I didn't put it there. It must be somebody else. So you should go report them. There's no visual thing to this. I mean, I guess technically I could, but then that's a whole other thing I got to do, and I don't really feel like doing extra work. This is enough work as it is. The first word for this episode is binary. Same word as the end of the last episode. This is the second form, binary, adjective from 1597. I need to get closer to the book. Chair, move. Okay, great. By the way, if you're curious, since this is all pandemic times, quarantining, sheltering in place, I am sitting at my dining room table. I'm on a dining room chair on a cushion with the book in front of me on my laptop, which is on another giant book, so it's a little bit higher. Who cares? Okay, this is number one, compounded or consisting of or marked by two things or parts. 2A, synonym is duple, D-U-P-L-E, used of measure or rhythm, like in music stuff. 2B, having two musical subjects or two complementary sections. 3A, relating to, being, or belonging to a system of numbers having two as its base, as in the binary digits 0 and 1. Now we have 3B, involving a choice or condition of two alternatives, as one-off or yes-no. Nope, that's not what it said, as on-off or yes-no. So only two options. Now we have number 4A, composed of two chemical elements, an element and a radical that acts as an element or two such radicals. Should I read that again? I don't think I read it so good. Composed of two chemical elements, an element and a radical that acts as an element or two such radicals. 4B, utilizing two harmless ingredients that upon combining form a lethal substance as a gas. So a gas is an example of a lethal substance. Yes, it is. As in, binary weapons. Number 5, relating two logical or mathematical elements. That's the end of that sentence. As in, a binary operation. Number 6, of or relating to the use of stable oppositions, as good and evil, to analyze a subject or create a structural model, as in the binary opposition of male and female. That is a quote from Joan W. Scott. This is from the Latin binarius, from Latin bini, which means two by two, and there's more at the prefix bin, which we read near the end of the last episode. Now we have binary fission, two words, noun from 1897. Reproduction of a cell by division into two approximately equal parts, as in the binary fission of protozoans. Now we have binary star. This was one of the synonyms in the very last word of the last episode, binary. So binary star is a noun from circa 1844, a system of two stars that revolve around each other under their mutual gravitation. I think I talked about, well, no, I know I talked about that in the last episode, how, at least the last I heard, most solar systems out there actually have two stars. So we are sort of the exception to that rule. Jupiter almost got there, not quite. But yeah, I think it's so fascinating that they rotate around each other. So how does that affect the planets around it? I've been listening to some science podcasts, and there's been some talk about exoplanets, and it's like, oh, I just want to know, what is life like? What's the environment like out there in those other solar systems and stuff? Okay, next is binary system. This is similar. It's a noun from 1844. Synonym is just binary star. Also, a similar system containing bodies, as black holes, other than stars. So a binary system is really anything out there that has two of one thing, two black holes, two stars. But usually I think it's two stars. Now we have binational, adjective from 1888, of or relating to two nations, as in a binational board of directors. Now we have a word that came up during the bin prefix in the last episode. This one is binaural, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L. It is an adjective from 1861, one of relating to or involving two or both ears. So if you only got one ear, then you don't get to experience this. Number two, synonym is stereophonic. Binaurally is an adverb. The world is binaural because we most of us who have two ears that are working, this is how we experience the world. If something happens on our right side, the sound gets to our right ear just a tiny fraction of a second before the left ear does, and that is how we know what direction it came in. In front of you and behind you, I think, is a little bit different because it hits your ears at the same time, but there's something that happens that you know that it came... Anyway, but yeah, that's how we experience the world. Obviously, people who are partially deaf or completely deaf in one ear or both ears, they have a totally different experience with the world. And I personally don't know what that is. I mean, sometimes I actually have some ear problems, so I get it a little bit. But in general, my ears work fine. Although my hearing is going fast. I'm getting old, people. Why are we talking about this? Now let's move on to the word bind. This is a verb. It's the first form. The past tense is bound. I think that would be the past tense. It is from before the 12th century. We are starting with the transitive verbs definitions. 1a, to make secure by tying. 1b, to confine, restrain, or restrict, as if with bonds. 1c, to put under an obligation, as in binds himself with an oath. 1d, to constrain with legal authority. 2a, to wrap around with something so as to enclose or cover. 2b, synonym is bandage. Number 3, to fasten round about. Number 4, to tie together as stalks of wheat. What did I just say? As stalks of wheat did not come out correctly, that's just an example of something that you would tie together. 5a, to cause to stick together. 5b, to take up and hold, as by chemical forces. We have a little bit more of the definition. It says combine with. That's another part of that. Now we have number 6. The synonym is constipate. If you're constipated, everything's all bound up, binded up. You're in a bind. Number 7, to make a firm commitment for, as in a handshake binds the deal. Not anymore. No more handshakes. Number 8, to protect, strengthen, or decorate by a band or binding. Number 9, to apply the parts of the cover to a book. Was in parentheses. That would be an example. Number 10, to set at work as an apprentice. Synonym is indenture. Number 11, we don't usually get numbers this high, to cause to have an emotional attachment. And then number 12, to fasten together, as in a pin bound the ends of the scarf. Those were the transitives. Now let's hear the intransitives. 1a, to form a cohesive mass. 1b, to combine or be taken up especially by chemical action, as in antibody binds to a specific antigen. Number 2, to hamper free movement or natural action. Number 3, to become hindered from free operation. And number 4, to exert a restraining or compelling effect, as in a promise that binds. This is from the Old English bindon, akin to the Old High German bintan, which means to bind, from Greek Pisma, which means cable, from the Sanskrit Badnati, which means he ties. All right, now we have the second form of bind. It is a noun from before the 12th century. Don't worry, it's not as long. 1a, something that binds. 1b, the act of binding, the state of being bound. 1c, a place where binding occurs. Number 2, we have the number 3 definition for the word tie. Number 3, a position or situation in which one is hampered, constrained, or prevented from free movement or action. We have a phrase in a bind, and that means in trouble. And now the last word for this episode is binder, B-I-N-D-E-R, noun from before the 12th century. 1. A person or machine that binds something, as books. 2a. Something used in binding. 2b. A usually detachable cover, as for holding sheets of paper. Number 3. Something, as tar or cement, that produces or promotes cohesion in loosely assembled substances. Number 4. A temporary insurance contract that provides coverage until the policy is issued. Number 5. Something, as money, given in earnest. Also, the agreement arrived at. And then number 6. A tobacco leaf wrapped between the filler and wrapper of a cigar. I think the word of the episode is going to be, I'll pick binary system, because I think that's cool, and we don't have a binary solar system, we just have a single star system, so yeah, that's all. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.